With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal to return to Hamas-held hostages in the Gaza Strip has been reached. The announcement came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in the talks. Gil Dickman, whose cousin was killed in captivity in Gaza, says the new agreement is not much different from one last May.
The only thing that's changed is that some of the hostages were killed in captivity, just like my cousin. She was alive in May. She should have been a part of this deal. She should have been one of the first to come home in this deal, but they didn't sign it in time. She was murdered, and now we have the same deal, only less hostages.
Netanyahu's office says it looks like now the hostages will be returned on Monday, not Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has selected the state's Attorney General, Ashley Moody, to replace Senator Marco Rubio as he leaves the role to serve as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reports.
The announcement by DeSantis ends months of speculation about who would get the nod to replace Rubio after President-elect Trump chose him to serve as the country's top diplomat. DeSantis says Moody has served the people of his state faithfully and is the right choice to help President-elect Trump fulfill a mandate for change from the American voters. DeSantis says, quote, "This is a time for action and a time for Washington, D.C. to deliver results for the American people." Bob Agnew reporting.
Supreme Court will release at least one opinion on Friday regarding the upcoming TikTok ban. The announcement was posted to the court's website homepage Thursday, saying the court may announce opinions on the homepage beginning at 10 a.m. The court will not take the bench. The notice is unusual, as the justices usually give several days' notice before announcing their opinions, and typically they read them aloud in the courtroom. The TikTok app is said to be banned in the U.S. on Sunday. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issues multiple executive orders on his first full day as West Virginia's chief executive, including one enabling families to receive religious exemptions from school vaccinations. Another order terminates all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from state-run institutions, something Morrisey vowed to do during his campaign. Efforts to end DEI are expected to expand in Republican-led states across the country. This is SRN News. Central Ohio stands to benefit economically from a defense contractor's plan to build a massive manufacturing plant.
The Anduril Industries facility would bring 4,000 jobs to the area's burgeoning high-tech sector about 16 miles southeast of Columbus. The California-based defense tech company will begin construction of its Arsenal 1 facility as soon as state and local approvals have been secured. Production of military drones and autonomous aircraft is envisioned to begin in July of 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
Firefighters still working to control two massive fires burning in the Los Angeles area. Winds in the region are easing up, giving crews a chance to make more progress. The Palisades fire near the coast and the Eaton fire around Pasadena have left thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. At least 27 people have been confirmed dead from the fires, and dozens have been reported missing. More details at SRNnews.com.